Hi, friends. Pastor Jake here. I know it's been a hard few weeks, not only for our communities, but our country and perhaps the world. On top of all the COVID-related issues that are causing so much pain, we've had more to compound the pain through the incidents of racism and other things. I wanted to address some of that pain with you all today. Pastor Jeff and I and the leadership of our church want to acknowledge how difficult this has been for so many, in fact, all of us. The pain has been deep and we're grieving. We want to acknowledge that. And we want to tell you that we love you and are deeply praying for healing and for good responses in God's way and God's blessing and timing in all of these things. I wanted to talk about that a little bit today, because I've been struggling and in pain myself. And, you know, my children love a movie called The Lego Movie. Maybe you've seen it, kids movie, but it's a really great, funny little movie. But there's a song in it that the character sings called Everything is Awesome. And I always tell my kids, everything is not awesome. Everything is broken. The world is broken. And there's only one who can fix it, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the one who has promised us that he will make all things new, because the world, even our hearts, are broken. When Jesus came back to Nazareth, there's a passage that keeps coming back to my heart and mind. He comes to the synagogue, and this is what it says in Luke 4. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unscrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant. And then he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." God the Father sent Jesus the Son to come into our messy world to fix the brokenness and to say, "I have come to free prisoners and to release the oppressed." My friends, Christ and his gospel is the answer, and his Spirit living in us is the answer to help bring healing about. I know that you are hurting now, so many of you, and we as a church want to be part of the healing process, and we promise to work together as your leaders to figure out good ways to do that, not just for us, but for our community and for our country. You know, I'm sure everyone will acknowledge the evil that we've been seeing is wrong. Racism is wrong. No Christian would deny that. But we've got to do something with the feelings that are welling up inside of us. We have to deal with it. We have to react in good ways. And so I want to share some practical things. This is not my own. This has come from reading and articles and good commentary. You know, Pastor Jeff shared a verse with us for our staff devotional last week from Micah 6:8 that says, "This is what the Lord requires of you, O man, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." What a great summary verse from the scriptures. We have things to do. Not just to love his mercy, but to act justly, to do justly. Well, here are some practical things that the Lord has been putting on my heart that I want to share with you. First, it's to pray. You know, we are always better on our knees before God. Pray much. Pray often during these days, because there are things that we don't know what to do, and only God can show us. Pray for the families of those affected. Pray for your enemies, even the evildoers and the killers. I think of the George Floyd murder situation and those officers and their families and other people involved. We must pray for our enemies. That's what the Lord tells us to do. Secondly, there's a way to pray too, and it's called lament. And someone said, "Lament is a prayer in pain that leads to trust." Wow, what good words. We need to lament well. The Psalms can help us lament well. There are many other ways. There's friends in our church who can teach us how to do lament well. And we'll tell you more about that soon. But we live in a messed up, broken world. And Jesus has come into that to share His healing and His peace with us. Listen, don't make light of the darkness around you. Don't just quickly run away from it. We have to acknowledge it and lament over it before God so that we don't become hardened. Thirdly, we must do something. We must act. Feeling bad about all of this isn't enough. Watching the video of the injustice over and over again is not a way of doing penance. We have to have godly grief that results in something more. And one way is to begin with repentance. Fourthly, to speak. You know, our brothers and sisters who are most affected need to know that you see their pain and that you care about them. You know, the scripture tells us through the Apostle Paul that when one part of the body suffers, all suffer. And I want to tell you that there are appropriate and good ways for us to speak up to those that we know personally, people in our own spheres of influence, to acknowledge and to comfort them. Fifthly, this is interesting, it goes along with it, is don't comment callously. Do you remember Job's friends? They said unhelpful things, and sometimes we can as well. You have to pray and listen more, and then don't comment just awkward things. Be careful. Sixthly, see your own sin. You know, we need to evaluate areas of our own life that may not seem like much to us now, but may be the seeds of some evil thought or evil action. You know, I always kind of think, hey, is there reverse prejudice in my own heart? Are there racist thoughts and tendencies in my own life? And I have to repent before the Lord. Seventhly, you know, begin with change. There has to be some change around us. We know the Lord's doing it, but look at yourself. Be faithful to God by loving your neighbor and looking for opportunities to affect change right where you are. There are things that we can do, and individually, as families, and as a church. Eighth, this is something that I've been practicing in my own home, and that is worship. My brothers and sisters, can I tell you, sometimes my heart is in the wrong place until I come to worship. And the Lord softens it, and He soothes it, and He calms my heart until it's aligned with Him again. I don't know if you get to do family worship in your home with your children or maybe on your own, but I encourage you to start if you haven't. This is the perfect time to have worship calm us and to heal us. So let me encourage you that. By the way, I'll share more on family worship during another devotional because I think it's so important. Here are some ways that you can be praying. As I mentioned earlier, for the families of the victims. Secondly, that these incidents, these horrible incidents, would stop around us and around the world. Thirdly, for God to reveal any evil in our own hearts. Fourthly, that God would grant wisdom for how to act and live in the face of such injustice. You know, we can grow in grace. In the Bible, Joseph in Genesis is someone who dealt with a lot of injustice. He went from a self-centered, pampered, mama's boy type of figure to someone who grew in grace, who grew to forgive, and became so theologically astute that he trusted in God's ways, God's timing, and God brought him out of those injustices. And I believe that God will do that for us too, brothers and sisters. Let's look to Him. Let's trust Him. Let's cry out together. Let's fall on our knees and pray. And I believe that the Lord will heal us. I know He will. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Know that we love you and we're with you. God bless you.